The presidency has received two requests for a right of reply from the delegations of Cuba and India. I would like to affirm the usual practice indicating that the right of reply is allowed for 3 minutes. With this clarification, I call on the representative of Cuba. Thank you, Mr. President. This morning we heard in shock the statement of the representative of the Kingdom of Sweden in the confrontational nature of his statement. He took us back in time to the not too glorious days of Swedish imperialism, which filled with blood and pain their neighboring countries, several of which were even subjected to colonial slavery under the conquering boot. The cynicism and even hypocrisy and guilty complicity of Sweden in their statement is quite amazing. How can one speak about the human rights situation in the world without mentioning the torture center in Guantanamo? How can we do so without referring to the war crimes being carried out by the United States occupiers in Iraq? How can one speak about human rights in this room without mentioning the secret flights and the ghost torture centers established in several European countries? And in fact, several European governments were complicit in this, and the government of Sweden certainly was not outside of this process and practice. Cuba, unlike Sweden, is a country of justice and inclusion. In Cuba, one does not persecute migrants, nor does one try to carry out ethnic cleansing that just allows for retaining in the country those whose skin color and hair color would fit in better with the racial patterns of the former Viking conquerors. The representative of Sweden should remember, and I should just mention that Cuba is here. Cuba is a member of the council. Sweden is outside because it does not have the merit. It has not earned its place here. And it is precisely because of these approaches used. And I think that in the very near future, it will be very difficult to enter into this new Human Rights Council. In the former defunct commission, yes, they could have been a member, but in a council based on dialogue and cooperation, this Swedish approach has no place. It would have been better if the representative of Sweden had remained in their capital rather than come here into this room with these words of hatred and confrontation. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Cuba.